Well, if you were listening to our show yesterday, we talked with a restaurant owner in Port Orchard. He stayed open in defiance of the governor's order, and he had a lot of people who complained about that to a state hotline, and he got, through a public records request, the names, phone numbers, emails of many of the people who ratted him out to the state. And one of them was a woman. He told us about how her son came into the restaurant, ripped down a poster, swore at his employees, and that son is Benjamin Landry, who reached out to me right after that interview yesterday and said that he heard some lies about him. And so we welcome Ben to the show. Ben, appreciate you coming on with me, and thanks for reaching out yesterday.
Yeah, not a problem, Dory. Yeah, it was interesting hearing him on the air. As I told you before we started recording the call, I've been listening for years, and so I was listening, and I thought it would be, you know, interesting to hear another one of his takes on the scenario. And there were a few things that were problematic, to say the least, but okay. my interaction with his employees and the patrons within the restaurant when I went in there to and eventually took down the poster, that was completely fabricated, other than the fact that I took the poster down.
Right. Okay, so yeah, he said that you came in and swore, I think he said you had some expletives for his employees as you tore down the poster and left your car running while you tore it down and then took it out. And this is the poster that had all the names posted, including the name of your mom. So you heard what Craig Candy said yesterday. So tell me how it went down from your perspective when you went to take the poster.
Well, I mean, it's not just from my perspective. It's from the police report as well.
Okay.
I initially was only going in there to take a picture of the list, simply because we didn't even know about it. My mom had been getting phone calls while she was at work for months, and for a couple months now. And we had no idea why until Jillian over at Cairo 7 got in contact with us and said, "Hey, there's this list. Did you know about it?" And it was that day that I went into that one place. And my only goal was to take pictures of it because that's what was asked of me, to, you know, just take pictures, and that way we could know who all was on the list and what exact information of my mom's was on there. I knew at least her email address was, or phone number, I mean. So I went in there, and it turned out to be her name, email address, and phone number. And I went in there just calm, you know, just kind of just as a normal customer, had my mask on. I was talking to the waitress about milkshakes. And then I went over and looked at the list, and I asked her about it. I asked, "Hey, what's up with this list?" Because I wanted to get her opinion. And she said, "Oh, well, that's the tattletale list. That's the list of people who reported us for COVID violations." And I was like, "Oh, wow, don't you think that's a little petty? You know, like just putting up people's personal information." And then that's when I informed her what doxing was. And she said, "Well, the people, you know, knew what they were getting themselves into when they reported. They deserve, you know, whatever happens."
Yeah.
And the moment I heard "they deserve it," and knowing that my mom has been an in-home health care provider for 20 years in our community, took care of my grandmother for, you know, over 10 years, has taken care of many people within our community, including now, knowing that she's getting these phone calls of hate, calling her, you know, a stupid B word, a dirty, you know, whore, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then that waitress saying that she deserves that.
Right.
Yeah, well, I got mad, but I didn't get verbal, and I took the poster down, and I silently walked out to my car, which was parked in the spot, and I left.
Okay. So, you know, and when Craig was telling me about this, if you listened to the interview, I started laughing at him when he said, "Well, I put up a disclaimer and said, you know, told people don't harass the people on this list." And I said, "Craig, obviously, you and I both know why you put it up." And so, you know, that was the one part where, you know, I called him out on being disingenuous. So what do you think about what the waitress said, what Craig says, though, that it is a public record, it's publicly available, people who complain about businesses that were in violation, and he has a right, just as your mom had a right to report him, he has a right to to let people know that your mom was one of the people who reported him.
Yeah, and that is definitely a way of looking at your civil liberties. You know, that's fine. You have the right to, you have the legal ability to, so whatever, you can do it. That's not what I'm upset about in that situation. What I'm upset about is, as you pointed out, he has this attitude about him that is like, oh no, whatever happens, I don't want anything to happen, but whatever does isn't my obligation. And yet he has to know that putting something up like that is going to cause those issues. And yeah, he has the right to put it up, but those other people that are now calling the people on the list and harassing them, they wouldn't have done that if, you know, they wouldn't have taken it into their own, you know, of their own accord and gotten that information from the state. He gave them that ammunition. He said, hey, guys, here's a bunch of bullets. Now use your phones and go do whatever you want to these people. That's what he was. He was, you know, Pontius Pilate washing his hands of it. And that's not how things like this work.
Well, I mean, I thought Cairo 7 did a really good job, because Craig told them, he said, I don't believe that any of these people have been harassed. And in fact, Jillian, who called you, is a friend of mine. And I texted her yesterday and told her what a good job I thought they did with the story, because then they tracked down one of the guys who called your mom and got him on tape saying, yeah, I called her and I, you know, I was ticked off at what she did, and I don't think people should be ratting out their neighbors and these businesses. But, you know, that was another case where, you know, Craig said he didn't believe this was happening, but our news partners there at Channel 7, they proved that it was, and they talked to a guy who called and harassed your mom.
Well, and exactly. So not only in that news report did Craig straight up say, show me proof, I bet you can't. And then there were multiple points of proof. But then on your show yesterday, he said, well, that lady, she's the one that's lying, nobody harassed her. When the guy who confirmed to be a harasser directly harassed her, they got his phone number from my mother. Yeah. So Craig is just talking himself into a circle of lies. He has put all over local, you know, Facebook and stuff that I did all these things as well, screaming and yelling and was saying expletives. No, I released the security camera footage of when I was in there. I've told him this many times, like, please do it. I give consent, because literally nothing happened. And also, the police officer did not come to my home, as Craig stated. He called me. We had a phone conversation. I said, yeah, I'll bring it back. Definitely, officer, thanks for handling this way. And then I drove all the way back from Bremerton during shipyard traffic to go back to that one place in Port Orchard and drop off a crumpled up piece of paper.
Right.
Well, it was ridiculous.
I'll be interested, now that I've talked to you and I've gotten, you know, both sides of, you know, like you said, your perspective, you say, is also in the police report. I've not seen the police report. But I got to tell you, Ben, after I talked to Craig yesterday, I asked for texters to tell me, who do you support, the restaurant owner or the people who complained about him to the state hotline? 95% of my texters were in favor of Craig and against your mom and a couple hundred others ratting him out. And so, you know, what do you want to say?
95% of your audience is going to align in that direction, Dory. You know your demographic. I do too. I've been listening to you for years.
Yeah, no, and you told me that, and I appreciate it. I'm glad you're a listener. Well, I don't know. I mean, not 95%. I rarely, Ben, I get people who call and challenge me on almost everything I say or text me. But this was as close to unanimous as I've ever seen. It was very
strange. I totally get why with directly your demographic being very libertarian heavy, libertarian and conservative heavy, is and in this case, we're dealing with a business issue, which is going to fall very, very heavily into both of those camps.
Yeah.
To where it's a private business doing their you know, private business. You know, they have the right to release this information. I get that. That's why it's so favorable with your demographic. But what they're not realizing is the human aspect of it, of the things that are happening to these people that were simply doing what they thought was right. you might not agree, you as in the audience, might not agree that reporting these businesses was right. Yes, they had employees that they had to employ. But that's why unemployment benefits were expanded. That's why people got more money, because we knew, we as in the royal we, knew that people were going to get screwed over by this pandemic and by the need to shut things down so as not to spread it. And yeah, so that's where the reporting was coming from, was simply from the fact, like, I don't want there to be a super spreading event at this location because there's 50 people packed in here right now, you know, and it was just, that's where it's coming from. So okay, the human aspect is something that's being completely disregarded.
That's all very fair points. You know, I'll grant you all that, Ben. But, and you know, my perspective, and I said this, I don't like the state reporting hotline. I don't like neighbors, you know, ratting out neighbors to Jay Inslee and state government. As I said yesterday, that doesn't sound like America to me. But
what's worse, ratting out a business to the state government anonymously was what people thought, or directly putting people in harm's way by putting their personal information out there for unknown factors to get a hold of.
Right. I understand that. I understand that. I just don't understand reporting the restaurant in the first place, because there have been no super spreader events connected to any of these restaurants that stayed open. And it's just, it is my viewpoint, and, you know, the libertarian in me, as you said, that people should be free to make up their own minds. If they want to go to the open restaurant, go. If you don't want to go because you think the risk is too great, don't go. I just think government has been far too heavy-handed in all of this. But I also don't think people should be going after your mom for what she did. I'm absolutely with you on that.
Well, and all these people were doing, the people that reported, all they were doing was following health guidelines from health officials. What these businesses should do is point out exactly what you just said. Hey, there were no super spreader events at my restaurant, and we can prove that. Why am I getting $132,000 in fines? And fight those fines using those facts and logic. Don't attack the people who thought they were doing the right thing.
Got it. Ben, I'm really glad you contacted me. I'm really glad you came on with me today.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good rest of your day.
Okay, all right. That is Ben, the son of one of the women who has been attacked for reporting the restaurant named That One Place in Port Orchard. Okay, you've heard another perspective on this. What do you think? Text me at 98973. Lots more to come on the Dory Monson Show.